It's so real. It's so happening. It's so happening. Yes, it's happening. So, speaking of so happening, it's 7 p.m. We're here to... Blah, 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 blah. I'm here till 8 p.m. We have about... You know, we have about, like, three more songs from the Pet Sounds, and then we move on to... We move on to some Roy Orbison. Yeah, and then stay tuned at the end of the show because I have a message. I have a message from, you know, Carl, Dennis, and Roy. I have a message from what this entire, all this was about. And that will be at the end of the show. So please hang in, stay in, hang tight. I'm having a blast here, loving everything. And it's just a joy to be able to play this entire album. So coming up next, profound song. I just wasn't made for these times. Unbelievable. You know, if I could think of a song I could relate to. I remember having to write a book, a school. I remember having to write a paper, and we wrote about music, and it was for an English class. And the song was, you know, write a paper about, you know, a song or you know, your favorite artist or whatever. I forgot, but what it was about. But I wrote about the song, I Just Wasn't Meant for These Times. I just wasn't made for these times. And I actually wrote a book report about this song and about the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. And I got a really good grade. So thank you. I also wrote a book report on the history of reggae. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty dope. I'm pretty dope. I'm the bomb. Let me just praise myself all day. Just kidding. I love you so much. Thank you for being here with me. And we're here all summer. We've been having fun all summer long. I should totally play that song every show. And you believe I'm going to bombard y'all ears with Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, and whatever else, you know, is Beach Boys. Some, you know, whoever, whatever members of the Beach Boys, I'm going to bombard your life with Beach Boys. Just to let you know that that is going to happen on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And whatever time slots I have for the rest of the summer. So please hang on. Because you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Says Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We're here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, giving it to you from the spirit world. This is spirit communication through music and the dream world. I love you to the moon, stars. I swear to the moon, stars, and, you know, beyond infinity. Moon, stars, beyond infinity. To infinity and beyond. Abso-freaking-lutely. So here's I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. You're going to want to listen to this song. Do not go anywhere or touch that dial.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what good? Every time I get the inspiration to go change things around, no one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. I think I got something good going for myself. what goes wrong. Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. These times. made me love you so much then. Could we ever bring them back once they have gone? Oh, Carolina.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is the Hour of Pet Sounds. We just wrapped up the whole entire album. Yes, I know there were some added tracks, you know, like Hang On To Your Ego, that, like, I know there's an answer, and then there's the version of Hang On To Your Ego. It's pretty cool. There's like a whole, you know, but, you know, it's time to get into some Roy Orbison. So Roy Orbison, I'm so excited. That was just so soothing, and I was so happy. Like, I literally, brought me to tears playing that album, so... I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I hope people who've never, I really hope... out there, people who've never even heard that album got to listen to it because of today's show. That would be really cool. That'd be really cool! Okay. What do we have here in Only the Lonely? Ah! Just so much chills. It's like that whole day of chills. So we're gonna play Roy Orbison for the next hour, and stay tuned at the end. We have a message from Spirit. I love you so much. Get ready to lift your high vibrations up, 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 and super up. Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart. They're gone forever, so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely sorrow. direction. You gotta take if you're lonely, heartbreak. Here I go.
Ooh, I got a woman, mean as she can be. She got shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal flea. I got a woman, mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost meaning me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good, yeah. I got a woman, mean as she can be.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is! How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? We're all volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money. So we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass. 02155. Or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Shazma, I don't know.
Hello, hello. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And you have been listening to Roy Orbison. And before that, Pet Sounds. We had the Beach Boys and Roy Orbison takeover for Tuesday. What a phenomenal mix. What a pleasant surprise. How lovely. Ain't life grand? It all comes in the spirit world and in the dream world. Dream world. Woo! You gotta love it. We're here till 8 p.m. We've got a lot of time, and so we should really be excited for all of this. I'm doing really copacetic. This is gonna go on a 3-hour shift. I've been here since 5, and I feel great. All you gotta do is, the secret here, when you do long shifts, you stay hydrated. So make sure, if you're doing long shifts, the secret is snacks and hydration. I remember when I used to come here on an empty stomach doing long shifts without any water. I was like, oh my God. You gotta balance it all out. So now that takes care of that. And now doing long shifts, it's copacetic. It's great. It's magical. fuel up and fuel up in general. Make sure you stay hydrated this summer. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. Stay hydrated. Drink that water like Lee Perry said. As you can see, I'm having lots of fun. This is a great time. I'm actually thinking about all the Beach Boys I'm going to be playing this summer. I can't wait. Like, I'm giddy. I'm so giddy. But for right now, let's focus on the Roy Orbison because I'm enjoying this fully and completely. And I'm so glad he came into my dreams and was like, play me. And I'm like, okay. Here's a really, really awesome one in dreams. And I'm sure a lot of you like this, but this is lucid. It's very lucid. It's very melodic. It's just very, it's dreamy in dreams. So this song, I think, pretty much sums up the uniqueness of Roy Orbison and why I think he's so dope. So stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. You don't want to miss anything.
Clown, they call the Sandman, tiptoes to my room every night, and just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams I talk to you. In dreams you're mine. All of the time we're together. In dreams, in dreams. But can't help it if I cry. I remember that you said
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
working for the man, gotta make him ahead. said, meet me tonight, love me right, and everything's gonna be fine. So I slave all day for that much pay. I'm just biding my time, 'cause the company and the daughter, you see, they're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man, gonna be the man. Gotta make him a hand if you're gonna be the man. Working for the man, working for the man. Gotta make him a hand when you're working for the man. Working for the man. To death, Claudette, pretty little pet, Claudette, never make me fret, Claudette, she's the greatest little girl that I've ever met, got the best loving that I'll ever get from Claudette, whoa, whoa, Claudette, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Dream, baby. Dun, 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 dun. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope you loved everything you've been hearing. That was Roy Orbison with Dream, baby. And before that, Claudette, Working for the Man. Oh, so good. Working for the Man. I've been working for the Man. So good. Anything you want, Ooby Dooby. Yeah, we're going to get into, I saved the best for last, Blue Angel, because this is what this is about. And I'm going to leave that for the ending. That's right. We're going to play that at the end. So I promised you a reading, and so we have some time. So like, instead of just hurrying it up, we have plentitude of time to deliver the message from spirit. We have a plentitude of time to deliver the message. And so I feel like there's a message not just from Roy, but there's a message from Carl and Dennis as well, from the Beach Boys. Glenn Campbell too. Okay, you were in the Beach Boys, so, and you've crossed over, so let's stick it on in there. Yeah, we can squeeze you in. I mean, your spirit has been around so much. Beach Boys energy has been very strong, and I'm not surprised at all from this beautiful, beautiful phenomena. Don't forget to tune in. I will be here because this is brand new. I'm going to be here every Sunday from 1 p.m. To 2 p.m. and I'm doing Sunday service. That's where I do the live channeling and I play bluegrass, gospel, jubilee, soul, country, roots Americana, folk, classical, jazz, you know, all of the good stuff. You know, everything roots American. And so I'm going to be playing that, and it's a very uplifting time. I always like, so Sundays are like for the service, and I do the inspirational speaking and I do the channeling directly from spirit, and it is kind of like a reading, but it's like, basically I've always wanted to be, I don't know if the word is preacher, because it was never registered to be connected to any kind of church or religious background, but I knew I wanted to be like, you know, my favorites that I would listen. And the reason why, because I would hear people, my favorite inspirational speakers, and I would hear preachers, and I listened to people like Michael Bernard Beck with Joel Osteen, you know, and so on, T.D. Jakes, you know, I get all of them. They're great, all of them. But Michael Bernard Beck with, the reason why he helped me to actually push to the next level, because he created his own spiritual community. And what I saw was, oh, he's preaching, but it's not from any, it's not Christianity, it's not anything specific. It's basically his own spiritual community, Agape, over in California. And I'm dying to go one day. And I'm dying to go to, Texas to see Joel Osteen too. They're my favorites. And that I always, you know, even from a young age, waking up in the morning at 6 a.m. watching, what's his name? What is his name? Oh my God, he is so funny. Kenneth Copeland. Yo, so if you see videos of Kenneth Copeland now, you would be like, yo, that dude is cracked out. But that's why I love that dude. Yo, that dude is, he's out there. But I don't care. I love it. And I was always drawn to his crazy spirit, even as when I was younger and didn't even know he was going to evolve into this. But I do remember just waking up and hearing Kenneth Copeland. And I knew in my heart, I was like, I want to do something like this. I don't know what it is. And that mixed with hearing Michael Bernard Beckwith, I was just like, I know what I'm supposed to do. So, yeah. So from a young age, I always knew I wanted to do inspirational speaking. But I get to do it in my own way, the way I dreamed of. And that's channeling spirit. So everybody has their own, you know, the word of God. People do it from the Bible, Christ, whatever it is. And I'm channeling spirit directly when I'm talking. So please tune in. It's a very uplifting time. And we get to go back. We get to go back to the roots and we play gospel because, you know, that's the root of rock and roll. We would not have rock and roll if it was not for gospel music. Okay, let's get into the message because we are basically just about out of time. And again, I went over, rambling on. And so let's go into the message. What needs to be channeled for this week? Breathing. Stay with me. There is a message about, again, there's a message about physical activity. It's so funny. It's like how that can really actually help activate a lot of creativity, you know? And so even if you're immobile, they're saying, don't even worry about it. You can, if you're alive, you can do something that has to do with anything. Basically, they're saying if you can't even move your body, you can move your eyes. You can blink. You can, basically, the whole point of this message, what they're trying to say is that as long as you're alive, you are not limited in any way of motion and moving, and how that connects to really enhancing your creativity. So I don't know if any of you went for a jog or a walk and or did any kind of physical activity, and then all of a sudden you felt inspired or you felt more open to write music or play an instrument or whatever it is. I know some people have that experience. I've had that experience, actually, and it's funny that they're bringing this in because they want everybody to understand. So the energy that I'm getting from, you know, Roy Orbison, this whole thing, for some there's something going on right now where he wants to really communicate physical activity connected with creativity this week, and seeing how your motion will channel emotion. It's going to bring about. So if you've been stuck creatively, if you've been stuck and kind of like, I don't know where to start, have a specific intention to basically when you're meditating or praying, have a specific intention when you're working out that you are going to basically summon more creativity and you are directing your energy and guiding your energy. How much creative visualization can you do when you're going out on your walk, you know, or you're going running? That is connected to opening up a portal where you can be more creative this week. And so that's something that's really strong that's coming in about how we move our bodies and how really, you know, motion, like Tony Robbins says, motion equals emotion. And when we have that emotion, what happens and what is birthed from that emotion? We usually like to create when we're in a high place. When we're in a high vibrating place, we're usually inspired. So that was the first message coming in. Thank you so much for that. I like that. It's the second message, pet sounds. There is a very strong message about water because beach, you know, the Beach Boys, they're sung about water, fun in the sun, the beach. But, and also if you know Dennis Wilson, he actually drowned. So not to make this heavy, but just to come back to understand why there, and this isn't like anything dark or negative. This has to do with a message about water and why I felt compelled to play the Lee Perry, Throw Some Water on It. Hydration is really important for everyone right now. And also there's information and water that we need right now. There's a lot of connecting to that place. So because it's beautiful out and it's summer, if you're thinking, oh, I should go to the beach, I should be near the water, anyone who this is connecting with, this message, go. Be near the water, be around the water, because this is very strong. Whatever the energy's coming in with the new moon, all of that Gemini, all of that watery energy that's coming in the communication of Gemini, there is information in water this week. So make sure and this is a message I need to hydrate. And actually, I brought the big, ginormous jug of water with me, and I need to be hydrated today. And this makes so much sense why I'm getting all this information and all this, this information and inspiration because I'm all hydrated right now and I'm feeling good. And so there's expand yourself in how to connect with water. There's so many different ways, and you can also manifest with water. So during the new moon, make sure you can make moon water and you can manifest with water. If you don't know how to manifest with water, you can look it up, but a very quickly, what you can do is put an affirmation on a bottle, put water in it, bless it, put your energy into it, meditate on it, an affirmation like, I am healthy. If you want to be healthy, attract more health. You want to attract more wealth, whatever it is, put your hand on it, write it on that bottle, write on the label. And when you've charged it enough or you felt like it's charged enough, drink that water. That's how you manifest with water. So thank you so much, Beach Boys and Roy Orbison, all your spirits. Everybody here, thank you so much. I was here for 3 hours. Woo! Yes. So tune in next week. We're here and we're out. Up next is Rising. And stay tuned for that. You're going to have a ball. And you're going to have a ball all day long. After tonight, after everything that's going on. I love you so much. Tune in next week. I'm out. I love you. May God be with you in the best way possible. You're so beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. Here is Blue Angel by Roy Orbison.
Say goodbye.